Well, hi.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Ken Shepherd. Nice to be with you today. I don't know how many folks are with us. This is our first call on this service. Really exciting to be here. I do a lot of work in the real estate business. We do a lot of work with commercial, residential, land, all kinds of things, all kinds of creative ways that you can make money with property. A property can be a really exciting way to grow your income, and many times it can be done with no money out of your pocket. I'll talk a little bit about my background, and then I'll get into a little bit about how you can make money with real estate without spending any money from your pocket. I've been in this industry for about 35 years. When I first started, I didn't even know what a real estate sign was and where it even came from. But I learned, and like anybody else, just kind of picked things up as I went along. We do a lot of work with banks now. We do a lot of different kinds of transactions. We do a lot of creative financing, basically what we do. The people that we work with are banks, attorneys, CPAs, people that are working like with FINRA, which is the securities officers that are registered with the government to sell stocks, and they also help us. There's some of those guys are wealth managers and such like that. So we do a lot of things to help people figure out the best way to become more financially free. I myself live in Los Angeles with my wife, and we enjoy helping people become more financially independent. I decided to do this radio show because I thought it would give me an opportunity to meet some new people, grow what we do, and have some fun in the process and hopefully create some networking. Let's see, what else can I tell you that's important stuff? We buy and sell properties all over the United States. We've done deals in various places in the country. We're looking at stuff right now in Pennsylvania, New York, Los Angeles, the Michigan area. We're looking at a very large deal in Michigan, a $50 million transaction that looks very promising. We're working with a lot of different kinds of deals. So let me talk just a little bit about how this can help you make money. One of the things we always tell people when they're getting started, or even if they're an experienced person, is to do things simply. Don't get complicated. Start with just a premise of what you're trying to accomplish and then focus on that. And one of the easier areas we've seen, especially in today's market, is to work with properties that are in a boarded up condition, and because they're obviously not occupied, and you can do very, very well with them. You can make a nice living doing it, and you can help clean up neighborhoods that have the need to be repaired. A lot of these properties are listed with a service called the Building and Safety Department. They have them in each city in the United States, from what I know. And there are people at the Building and Safety Department, and all they do is go around and look for those properties that are abandoned or in blight, or where somebody's come along and said that their neighbor has moved out and the house has weeds higher than the roof, and they fenced it. And then they put it on a list, or I think there's a list. There's got to be a list. And then you can work with the Building and Safety Department to get a copy of that list by contacting them or going to their office. And then look for those properties that are nearby you, and go out and drive around and just drive by the properties. Because they're vacant, you don't have to worry about bothering any tenants. You can certainly look around if you get around the property. Sometimes they're listed, with brokers. And if they are, you can call the listing agent, or if you're a broker yourself, you can look it up in your multiple. If you're not a broker and you have an agent to help you, that's probably better than calling the listing agent, because the listing agent will always think for the seller, and you really want somebody representing you paid by the seller. And the listing agent will do what's called a cooperative agreement with your agent to make sure that you have proper representation separate and apart from the listing agent. If you find a property that's boarded up and needs attention, and something is a possibility, you think, because it's in an area that you'd like to buy that asset, or you feel that it's something that you can get a hold of and then sell the contract on, or repair and resell, or whatever you want to do, then obviously the first thing you have to do is you have to get in touch with the broker if it's listed through the brokers, as I mentioned to you just now, or you can get in touch with the owner. And the way to find the owner is you go to the property tax record, which is the property tax collector's office in the area where the property is located. Give them the address. They will give you what's called the assessor's parcel number, which is the parcel that's assigned to that property for property tax purposes and things like that. And then ask them where the tax bill is mailed. And wherever the tax bill is mailed is where the property taxes are sent, so that people who own the property know to pay the taxes. Now, you can also find out from the property tax people if the taxes are delinquent. Now, you can also find out from them if they've heard from the owners if the taxes are delinquent or if they haven't, and how far they're delinquent. If they're current and the property is vacant, that's very interesting, because it means they're not taking care of the property, but they're keeping up the taxes. A lot of this property is free and clear or foreclosed by banks and things like that, maybe HUD or somebody of that nature. So the smartest thing to do, I think, is to follow that trail to the owner, send them a letter, call them on the phone if they live local to you, maybe go visit them and knock on their door at a reasonable hour, you know, somewhere between 9 in the morning and 4 or 5 in the afternoon during the business week. Or if you're going to go on the weekends, I would not go before like 11 or after like 2 or 3. And just introduce yourself and say you can dress nicely, not with a suit, I don't think, just nicely, shirt and flats, and just say, look, I'm interested in buying your property that you have that's vacant at such and such an address. Are you interested in selling it? Now, maybe they are, maybe they aren't. If they aren't, ask them what they intend to do. Maybe they intend to fix it up themselves, in which case maybe you can help them find the financing if they don't have it, because if the property is vacant and nobody's living in it, it's a drain on them no matter what, even just property taxes, because there's no income from the property and it's just vacant. Now, if there's no loans on it, obviously that's really good, because it means you don't have to deal with any lenders. If it's a property that's a bank-owned property, then, of course, you have to deal with the bank. But other than that, that's all you have to do. And, you know, if there's loans on the property and the property is not in default, it's not in foreclosure, then, you know, you can talk to the borrowers, who's the owner of the property, and say, what are you planning to do to take care of this property so it's not in a continued state of disrepair? And you'll find lots of times that borrowers or owners or both will be receptive to you. And there's a lot of reasons why properties are in those vacant states. Sometimes they've been inherited and not taken care of, because maybe the people who inherited the property live either out of the area or overseas. Many times the properties are bank-owned and the bank's just not taking care of them. There was a recent case where U.S. Bank was sued, I think. I'm not sure about it, who sued them, but they were sued because they had so many properties that were blighted, and they were saying the complaint was that they needed to fix them, and they said, well, that's up to the property management company that we hired to do the work, well, and to watch the properties. Well, if the property management company isn't doing the work, they should get a different property management company, or they should essentially just go out and make sure that the property management company has the funds from the bank to do the repairs and keep those properties in good condition. Because, of course, if you live on that street and your house is really nice and the one next door is not, then it does affect your value, as somebody would be coming to look at your house and then they see the house next door and it's got the weeds that are as high as the roof and it's boarded up or whatever. And it's a little bit of an eyesore when it comes, or a lot of an eyesore when it comes to selling that property. And it does affect the value of the one next door that's even though it's in beautiful condition. So we have found that that's a really good way to find the assets and talk to the people who want to sell those assets. When they sell the asset, or when they help, if you're interested in doing something with you on it, and if you have the money, then of course you can just go ahead and enter a contract with them. If you don't have the money and you go, oh my goodness, what do I do when I don't have any funds to buy anything, but I found a deal that I think is really good and the owner wants to work with me, well, there's a lot of different things you can do. The one thing you can do is you can contact us. You can call my office, and we'll be more than happy to see if we can help you. You can call 24/7 in Los Angeles. The number is 310-358-7087, and we'll get back to you to talk to you. You can also send us an email. The email address is, which I have a couple of different accounts. Why don't you send it to KENSHEPPARD, Ken Shepherd, that's my name, and then the number 51 at yahoo.com, and just put in your subject line, found a deal / blog talk radio, so I know where I found you and heard about you, and then I can get back to you, and we could talk some more about it, and we could maybe help you put that deal together, whether it's depending on what the needs of the transaction are and what the people who own the property want to do. A lot of times these properties are able to be purchased for very, very low prices because they're in need of repairs, and that reduces the value or reduces the price. And the market is so flooded with properties right now, and there's not as many buyers as there used to be because the economy is the way it is, that you can many times get a property at a very good price, sometimes 20, 25, 30% of its fixed up value. So if you take a property as an example that's worth $100,000 once it's fixed up, you might be able to buy that property for, say, $25,000. Put $15,000 into it and have a very nice property that you can keep for rental, or you can resell at a decent, at a discounted price to the market, which gives you advantage. And then you can make a nice profit that way, or you can refinance it, pull all the cash out and keep it as a rental, or you can just put it under contract and flip the contract or resell the contract, that is, to a another investor or bring in a partner. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do once you have that asset. The challenge a lot of people, I think, have is they find a property and they don't have the money to do the deal. And then they worry about, well, how am I going to get this deal done if I don't have the money? But I do have cooperation from the owner. They want to do business with me, and I can't find the money. Well, the money can be, there's lots of ways to find money. You can run an ad in the paper. You can look for people that have money and they're looking to go into real estate. If you look at Craigslist or any number of different publications, you'll find people who are paying all cash all the time. What you want to make sure is that you're dealing as much as you can, though, with people that actually are check writing principals, because otherwise you're dealing with brokers and are trying to do deals but don't have any money, and it's harder to do the deals because they don't have the funds. Okay. The other thing that you can do is, again, call us. You can always call us, because if we like the deal, we'll buy it for you or with you. And we'll help you put the deal together. The one thing that I found that sellers like to hear is that we can close all cash very quickly and get you out of your property. Sometimes we close as quickly as a couple to 3 days from the time we put the property under contract, because we got it at such a good price that it was worth it to do that. And many times before we even close the escrow, then we already have a new buyer buy it from us, and we make the difference, or we assign the contract to the new buyer and they close in our place, and we get paid at the closing. I also would not recommend, if you're going to do this, to take any assignments before closing, because if you do, and the deal doesn't close, then the person you took the money from is not able to close, and they lost that money with you, and they might come after you for it. But even if they don't, it's just not a good idea to not get to get paid unless you're going to close the escrow, because sometimes there's title questions that come up when the title report is pulled from the title company and such like that. And we'll be going into what all these different things mean as we do more of these discussions. This particular conversation I just wanted to have with everybody was just all about simple ways to find deals. There's obviously a lot of different ways to find transactions, but I'm just providing you with what I think is one of the simplest ways to do it. Go out, find the building and safety department, look the properties up that are near your property or where you want to buy property, drive those assets, find some that are vacant, that are not, you know, that are in the condition, that are where they're boarded up and, or broken into, or there's fire damage or whatever it may be, and work towards getting in touch with the owner. That's the key, because without the owner, you can't buy that property. So you always have to figure out the best way to get to the owner. One of the other things we've done is, in order to find the owner, is we've actually partnered with private detectives because they know how to find people. And once they find the person, give them a packaging fee or a finder's fee or something when you close the file, and you might find private detectives who need business, might take an hour out of their day to do a little research, and they can do in an hour what it would take you maybe weeks or not months to do because of their experience. So you use those kind of folks to help you, and when you call them, if you say, look, I have a property, I need some help finding the owners, and can you help me look for the owner? And if you find the owner and I buy the property, then I will pay you a finder's fee for helping me find the owner. And that's all you need to do. And that's all they need to do. So it becomes really simple to find the owner by using either one of those opportunities, is either a detective, getting in touch with the property tax office. There's other ways to find owners too. Talk to the neighbors. Sometimes neighbors know where the owners are. Neighbors are very aware of what's going on in their neighborhood and their property. They're always watching their area, make sure that it's nice and clean, and there's no problems because, of course, they want their property to hold its value as well. So that's another way. Another thing you can do to find owners is you can see what mail is in their at their front door, and sometimes contact the people that sent them the mail, like maybe their CPA or something. If it's something from a CPA, you have to look and see without opening the envelope. The outside of the envelope, it has the name and the phone number, or maybe the name and the address, rather, of a CPA or attorney or something, and contact them and say, do you know how I can get in touch with this particular person? You know, and there's all, you know, you have to think creatively out of the box. One of the things we'll be talking about a lot is always think creatively. Come up with solutions, and you will do very well in this business. A lot of people think very, you know, narrowly, and they don't think in a really wide circle. And because of that, they don't have the opportunity to get a lot of things done that people who are more flexible do. And so one of the things that we found is you have to think in what I like to call a 360 basis, which is you put yourself in the center of a circle. You have a circle drawn around you. And within that circle that's drawn around you are limitless possibilities for options. So if you go to one option and it doesn't work, you go back to the center of the circle, and then you can go to any other option on the circle. A lot of people don't think like that. They think like in a square, or they think even, you know, like a rectangle or something, or maybe a triangle, but they don't think in a circle. A circle is the most But there's more options on a circle than any other way to look at something. So we found that if one thing doesn't work, you try something else. And also, when you contact people, you're building your network at the same time. You're finding investors, you're finding maybe attorneys, title companies, all kinds of folks that will be helpful to you in providing you with leads and helping you build your business, whatever you want to do, whether it's reselling contracts, whether it's buying property to keep for rental, whether it's fixing them up and reselling them, which you can do, or whether it's just selling the properties without even ever touching them. It's just all a matter of what makes the most sense to you. So one of the other things we want to instill in people is you have to be motivated. It takes motivation to get anything done. You have to keep trying until you win. You know, there's so many people that are successful say the same thing. You have to never give up. You have to come up with different ways of approaching a deal and a situation and life the same way, and just be open-minded and try and come up with ways that are positive thinking ways with all kinds of different options, as I said before, to accomplish the goal. Like if you take a house and you go to the tax office and the tax bill goes to a post office box, well, you could always send a letter to that same post office box and say, I'd like to buy your property. Please contact me. We could close all cash in 5 days if we like the property. We just say we can close all cash in 5 days and give them a phone number. I also would suggest if you're going to do that, set up a phone number outside your house. What's it like, a service phone number? So that it's like $5 a month or not that much. And have that service phone number answer the call where you leave a voice message, because by doing that, people can leave a message for you 24/7 and you can get in touch with them, or they can call you anytime, which sometimes can be good when people work nights and things like that. So that's something else we think is really important. But you have to have a way to people to get in touch with you. Also, I would suggest to you, if you're going to get started in this, make sure you have business cards. Business cards aren't very expensive either. With all the advent of the internet and everything else that's going on today, it's becoming much easier to acquire all these different tools at very close to free. And sometimes I think with business cards, you get 250 of them, and all you cost you is the postage. So that's pretty good. And you can get nice-looking cards. And, of course, the people that are giving you the cards free have their name on the back. But it really doesn't matter because you're promoting their name. That's fine. You're promoting your name, which is really the most important thing, on the front of the card. So it's really good to have business cards. It's really good to have some way for people to contact you. You might also think about setting up a separate email address, where you just hold all of your information that comes in that one email address, so it's easy to sort and you know where it's coming from and where it's going to as you kind of build out your list and build out your business. But as I said, what the whole thing comes down to is you've got to be able to work with owners of the assets. When you work with brokers who don't have the assets, it's very difficult. When you work with people that are finders that don't have the assets, just as much as difficult. It's as difficult, I should say. Now, if you're working with people that are what we call principals, which are owners of property or lenders that are check writing lenders or investors that are check writing investors or CPAs or attorneys or people that are next to those kinds of investors, you know, you can very easily locate different ways of building your business. So I guess what I'm really trying to drive at is that you need to find the property first and foremost. But before you go look for the properties, have business cards, have a website address set up, and get an answering service so you can have a business. People can contact you. And you don't have to be experienced in all this. You just have to just go out and do it, because you'll learn as you go, and then you'll find people along the way that'll help you on the path. That's what we did. That's how I got started. And I'll tell you a very quick story of how I found my first property. when I was just getting started, and I really didn't know what I was doing, I took a little bit of a different route, and I worked with people that were in foreclosure. And I called them up on the phone because I didn't have the funds to be able to drive around all over the city because I live in Los Angeles, which is a big city. So I would get their phone numbers, which was, of course, through directories and things, and then I would just call them up on the phone. I would just say, we work with property that's upside down, just make it right side up, and how can we help you with that? Whether we need to do a loan for you, a purchase, partnership, whatever, we're happy to see if we can help you out. It doesn't cost you anything either because we don't want exclusivity. All we want to do is see if we can help you. I thought a lot of people were very responsive to that. So I met this lady off of that, went off, visited her house. She didn't want a loan. She wanted to sell. I didn't know what I was doing. So I put the property under a contract. And then I was able to put it under contract for, I think, 5 days or 10 days for $1, and then see if I could find a buyer or see if I could bring in an investor. Because I knew I had a price right based on what I thought the prices of the neighborhood comparable prices were and some brokers I had talked to that were in the area that had listings. Because I didn't know anything about the multiple at this point. I just knew about finding property foreclosure. And I went and talked to some of them, and I tied the property up. And then I thought, well, how do I find an investor? And I put an ad in the paper, and lo and behold, I found a guy actually by an ad that he had in the paper, and he had $50,000 in cash, but he didn't know how to find the property. So I put his $50,000 together with me, and we created a partnership, and we put his money into that property, and we fixed up that property, and then we sold that property. Now, the challenge on that particular deal was that it didn't have the right zoning, okay? So one of the things you want to make sure of is you check the zoning of whatever property you're getting involved in. If you're working with residential, make sure it's R1 in Los Angeles. I'm not sure if it's the same all over the country. But you want to make sure the zoning is the right one, because if it's not, you could end up with a property that you don't realize the zoning is wrong, and you won't be able to resell it that easily. And it turned out this property had zoning of commercial, and so it was hard to sell as a residential property. We finally did sell it, but it was very hard. So you have to just keep in mind all of those things. So I'm going to be closing this particular call. Thank you very much for listening. If you want to get in touch with us again, call 818-585-9706 or send an email to F as in Frank, C as in Charlie, I as in India, at pacbell.net, or you can look at our website, which is www.creativeflipsplural.websplural.com, and look at the accomplishments resume tabs, look around the site, join it, become a member, whatever you want to do. We'll be doing more of these calls. Watch the Blog Talk Radio schedule, and we'll try and schedule these calls around the same time, 9 o'clock in the morning, and hopefully we can help you achieve all your goals and grow and learn how to make money with property. It's a wonderful business once you get going in it. Don't be frightened. There's nothing to be frightened about, and we're here to help you in any way we can. Thank you very much for listening. We look forward to speaking with you again very soon, and have a great day, and always keep positive and think like a champion.